Hey, Ultra Family, Justin Tu here, your host today of the Ultra Cycling Show. Thanks for joining us for another sprint round record recap, this time with Joe Lawhorn, who broke the Ohio cross state record from east to west. That was 233 miles. And then he continued on from west to east to then set the double Trans Ohio record, a total of 466 miles. Thanks for joining me on the show today, and well done, Joe.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on the show and to finally meet you. I know you have done a lot of ultra cycling in your lifetime, but let's get started with this sprint round race record recap. It's a fun series of interesting questions where you'll be challenged to answer each question within a set time limit ranging from 10 seconds to 60 seconds. But don't worry, Joe, you won't be disqualified for going over time. So let's get rolling with your very first question. Who are you in a nutshell? Your name, age, location, and occupation.
I am Joe Lawhorn, age 38, location Chillicothe, Ohio, and occupation, I'm a retired United States Marine.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for your service to the country, Joe.
Greatest honor of my life. Thank you.
Describe the record with only one word.
Ohio.
Nice. That's fitting. All right. Why did you choose to attempt this specific record?
I live here in Ohio. I definitely like to target in Ohio. Obviously, COVID-19, a lot of events have been canceled. Normally, by this point, I've already done 5 or 6 races. And, targeting these Waka records, not only is a good thing to, get exposure for the sport, but right now it's the best thing as ultra cyclists we have is races because of COVID. They're COVID safe, they're fun, and they're high profile.
Yeah, that's so true. And it is very true that during the pandemic, there have been a lot of record attempts and a lot of record settings. So glad you're able to participate in that COVID fun.
Yeah.
All right. Did you establish the record or break someone else's?
Okay, so I did break the east to west record by almost 4 hours. And then we turned around, did a U-turn, and we went back to the border of Pennsylvania, and we established the double Trans Ohio record.
Yeah, really awesome. That's so cool to be able to do 2 records in one go. All right. How did you feel on a scale of 1 to 10?
Actually, as a Ram veteran, and you know, we're good for multi-day races. I actually, when I hit the border, I had done a lot of work, but I felt good and I felt confident that I could go back into a multi-day race.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it was good to feel that way. Sounds like you paced yourself great too then. Okay, what was your goal versus your result, time or distance?
Okay, obviously, since the East-West was the record that we needed a target to beat, that was my goal. So I put pretty much 85% to 90% of my effort in that. And then we just need to go into survival mode and make it back to Pennsylvania.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, so that first segment was actually a bit of a challenge for you. But it's nice that you were able to get to the other end feeling good. Okay, so how much time did you end up spending off the saddle on this 466-mile record setting?
We actually lost about 2 hours. I dropped down to 25 degrees, so I had lost a lot of time getting in the van to warm up a little bit. Plus, I had a river crossing, so I lost time there. But, 2 hours and 30 hours isn't bad.
Yeah, that's cool. Bit of adventure there. All right, so describe the course for us a bit. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know about going through Ohio, but I guess even going the opposite direction will look a bit different.
I mean, it's a perfect mixture of what you'd see in your typical Midwest. The eastern side towards Pennsylvania, you got that like the Allegheny slash Appalachian terrain, lots of hills, a lot of steep climbs. And then pretty much half of Ohio to the west, I mean, it's perfectly flat, plain land. So it was a mixture of a nice setting of flats and some hill work. So that way it kind of broke up the whole, you know, broke it up into quarters and it wasn't so boring.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, huh? Keeps you on your toes. That's cool. Okay, so what time did you actually start this?
7 a.m. on March 20th, 2021.
Awesome. Okay, what was your average power versus your max power?
I don't use a watt meter, so I have no idea.
Oh, fascinating. All right, how about for this next question? What was your average speed and your max speed?
So the max speed was like 49 miles per hour. Going east to west, I think I averaged 19.8. And then going back, I think the grand total was around 15.6.
Nice. Well done. Okay, what was your average cadence and then your max cadence?
Again, I didn't have a cadence counter on my bike, so I have no idea.
Fascinating. Yeah. For somebody doing all these kinds of records and doing the riding that you're doing, wow, that's impressive. All right. How about your heart rate? Do you track that average and max?
Actually, yes, I do track my heart rate. I think I maxed out at 185, and I think my average heart rate for the full 30 hours is like 137.
All right, cool. We got some data out of Joe. Okay, how many calories did you end up burning and eating?
Eating, I have no idea. I don't track that. Burning, according to Garmin, you know, the heart monitor, I think it was right at like 15,000 calories.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. So I'm sure you were eating a lot also, although you weren't tracking them. Okay, what was your starting weight and your ending weight?
Starting weight was 152, but unfortunately, I didn't weigh myself at the end. I was just exhausted.
Yeah, I can imagine. All right. How many toilet breaks did you end up taking on this?
Well, see, I've trained myself to be able to stand up and pee off the bike as I'm going. So we never had to stop to pee or anything. So,
wow, that's cool. We had a recent sprint round with Adam Ashwell, and he was saying he needs to learn that. So I guess he'll need to get some advice from you.
Actually, I was the one that chimed in and told him that he needed to learn to do it.
Oh, nice. All right. Cool. You'll have to do a webinar or something. Okay. How many sleep breaks did you take on this?
We did take one about 20 minutes. You know, as an ultra cyclist yourself, sometimes your head just bobs and it's uncontrollable. And for safety reasons, you do have to stop and get a little nap.
Yeah. Very important, but you were still able to do great even with the sleep break. So good to hear that. Okay, how did your speed and power profile look throughout the whole event?
Without a power meter, I have no idea. But obviously that first half, that first 233 miles, we slammed it as, like I said, at 85-90% of my effort. And then with it dropping down to 25 degrees and me blowing myself out on that first half, we just paced ourselves at an easy way to get back to PA. So it.
Yeah, seems like it. Geez. Mentally, that must have been quite a challenge. All right, which bicycle did you use for this?
So I'm sponsored by Fuji Bicycles. I used my Norcom for that first 203.3 miles when the time actually mattered. And then afterwards, I went to my SST road bike to get back to PA.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice. Sounds like some good setups. What gearing did you use on them?
So my time trial bike, it is a 5236 up front with an 11-speed, 1125 in the rear. My SST, I have a compact 5034, 11-speed in the rear with 1130.
Sweet. All right, good setup. Okay, how about your tires? What size and how about what pressure?
Okay, I'm sponsored by Kinda Tires, and I was running the Valkyries, a really high-performance tire, 25 wide, and I was running 100 PSI.
Cool. All right. I like that setup myself. Okay, how many sets of clothing did you have to use for this?
Okay, the first 233, I just had a skin suit on. When speed mattered, but during the night when I got down to 25, I was in full cycling kit, thermal clothes, and jacket.
Wow, what a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your overall race strategy?
To slam that first 233 miles, the one that actually had the record, as hard as we could. We know that someone is going to attempt that 233. And then, yeah, basically we just went into survival mode to cover that second 233 to get back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, awesome. Kind of covered that. Okay, what did you use for nutrition? What were some of your snacks, your food, your hydration?
90%. Liquid diet. I like the liquid diet. Again, I have a sponsorship thing with Pew Energy, so I use their products. I also supplement the meals with like Ensure. Eat rice cakes whenever my stomach starts feeling liquidy. And then after the 24 hours, I caved in and I had to have a sausage breakfast sandwich. Nice. At a gas station, it smelled too good.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to treat yourself a little bit there. That's awesome. But I guess that was after the east to west, right? The initial record was set already.
Yeah,
or broken.
It was when we were just trying to bebop our way back to Pennsylvania.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice. Glad you're able to enjoy. Okay, so who was your support crew? We saw them in the opening image.
My good friends, Doug Shevington, Michael Hunter, real good friend, Scott Phillips, and then my wife is always my crew chief.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, sounds like a nice team you have.
Yeah, it was okay. A great team.
What was the most difficult segment out of the 466 miles?
Can I say the paperwork involved?
Okay, that's true.
Actually, just when it dropped down to 25 degrees, I had to ride in 25 degree freezing cold weather for probably 8 or 9 hours until the sun came back up. That was kind of just difficult and cold on the bike.
Yeah, I bet. Can't say I've ridden much at that temperature. In the beginning, you were mentioning the paperwork. I assume you're talking about the paperwork to make this a record official, right?
Yeah. I was just joking around. For me, it just like the tech stuff, paperwork's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, what was the most boring segment then, perhaps outside of the paperwork?
I would probably say just that last like 2 hours where you're, you know, I'd already been on the bike for 28 hours and it was the same thing. And I was just, I knew I was so close to the finish line, but my body wouldn't go much faster. So sleep deprived and everything setting in.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. Home stretch is always the most difficult, as they say. Okay. What was the most enjoyable segment?
I'm pretty well liked here in Ohio, and I was very lucky and very fortunate to have a lot of friends, fans, and family come out on the course. So that was really incredible getting to see everybody, you know, like a Marine Corps flag hanging or, you know, standing on the side of the road waiting to just give me a high five or take a selfie with me as I pass by. So that was
awesome. The most enjoyable part. Yeah, sounds really special that you can celebrate that with all your statesmen over there. Okay, what kept you motivated throughout this record attempt?
We tagged it in with a fundraiser for the Ohio Mountain Bike League and the NICA program. And then, you know, I just knew so many people, you know, family, friends, and fans were watching. So, you know, that's always in the back of my head, and I don't want to let anyone down. So always keeps me riding hard.
That's cool. Some good motivations. All right. Okay. Any unexpected situations that occurred during this?
Yes. About 210 miles in, we ran into a bridge that was out.
Oh, my goodness.
And then once I got the green light from the official that as long as I carried my bike, I could cross it. So next thing I know, in 30-degree temps, I'm walking across the waist-deep water with my bike over my head to get to the other side.
Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Yeah,
did you put any other layers on, or? That's insane! Wow, well done on that. Okay, how did you train for this event?
You know, as a typical ultra cyclist, and you know, I ride a lot. Typically, this time of year, 30 hours a week, and. You know, I really wouldn't say I had to specifically train for it, but I did spend a lot more time, obviously, on my time trial bike and doing prep work there, time trialing. No, I'm very fortunate that I'm able to train that much all the time. And yeah, it was just another day in the office.
That's cool. Yeah, awesome. Okay, what lessons did you learn? Anything you'd change for the next time?
Obviously, since we cleared the east to west record, if I was to do the full 468 miles again, I would definitely, instead of throwing out all the effort in that first half, I would try to more evenly pace myself out for the first and the second half.
Yeah, sounds like that might make it a little more enjoyable, but maybe then you wouldn't deserve the breakfast sausage sandwich. Just kidding. Okay, how long did it take you to recover? Any injuries to report?
No, zero injuries. I didn't even end up with a saddle sore or a hot spot. I force myself normally after something like that, 24-hour races or 500-mile races, I typically force myself to take it really easy the following week just to let my body recoup and bounce. But, I mean, I finished Sunday morning, and Monday morning I was back on my bicycle again. So,
wow. Yeah, that is dedication. All right. What tips do you have for others who are interested in attempting this record?
Ride really hard. And I would probably pick a warmer month of the year for Ohio. March is Brutal Temps. I am lucky where I acclimatized myself and I ride only outdoors. So my body was, used to riding in really cold weather. But yeah, the extremely cold temps was definitely a cracking force.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not sure most of us would even be able to comprehend really what you were dealing with when it got in the 20s and 30s. I mean, that is extremely cold. Well done. Okay, what's your next event or record attempt?
In about a month, I'm doing the 350-mile version of what's called the Garmin Unbound Gravel, which was previously known as Dirty Kanza Extra Large, or DKXL.
Nice. All right. So it sounds like you should be in perfect shape for something like that. Okay, anything else that you'd like to share, Joe?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for all you do on the board for the World Ultra Cycling Association, along with Larry, Mark, and all the other board members and head figures of the organization, to give guys like me and, riders opportunities to target records like this.
Yeah, it's really cool to see riders like you achieving such great things. Glad we were able to capture this one this time around, Joe. I know you've been really busy all through the years, and I know you have a lot still coming up. So I look forward to having you back on the show so we can follow your journey forward. Best wishes for all of that and tailwinds for your upcoming events.
Hey, well, thank you. And like I said, thanks for having me. It was definitely an honor.
Yeah, until next episode, everyone. And Joe, keep spinning ultra.